Who is going to go in the rapture? Who will go? Those who are in Christ. For the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be called. That's the key, in Christ. I know it's been talked at some circles, if you have to have the baptism with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues to make the rapture, the Bible doesn't teach that. It's those who are in Christ. If you're saved, you are justified. And there is no such thing as a partial justification. You're either 100% justified or you're not justified at all. Now, the truth is there are thousands and thousands of churches that most of the people in it are not even saved. They don't know the Lord. But if you're saved, when that trump sounds, you're going to go. You say, well, what about those who are not living as they ought to live? Well, it may anger you, but they're going to go too. That was kind of weak, that response was. Sounded like some of you wanted them to stay here. Oh, but when that trump sounds, everyone who is in Christ, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the Lord to meet the saints, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The rapture. Let me throw in something here that's a matter of controversy. I very seldom ever deal with anything controversial. What about little children? Little babies. My little great, I've got 1, 2, 3 little great granddaughters. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 little great granddaughters. I've got 1 little great grandson. Got another little great grandson in the oven. He's going to make his grand entrance and not too very long from now. I like those kids. What about those little ones? What about little babies? What about all children below the age of accountability? What about them? You're very quiet. If the parents aren't saved, if the parents do not know the Lord, those children are not going to go in the rapture. That doesn't mean they're lost. If they die before they reach the age of accountability, they'll go to be with the Lord. But they will not go in the rapture if both parents are unsaved. But if even one parent is saved, Paul said that even one would sanctify the home and sanctify the marriage, well, then those little ones will go. But if both parents are unsaved, those little ones, if they're below the age of accountability, will not go. But it doesn't mean they're lost. Are you following what I'm saying? It doesn't mean they're lost. There will be no doubt many of them when they reach the age of accountability that'll give their hearts to Christ and they'll be ready for the Lord. There will be some who will die, millions no doubt who will die at a tender age. They'll go to be with the Lord instantly. But that's different than the rapture. Am I making any sense? I don't want you to leave here thinking I said something I didn't say. And I once made the statement years ago that all children will go, but the Lord started dealing with me about that and said, no, that home is not sanctified. And thereby, they're not going to go, but it doesn't mean they're lost. If the rapture takes place and 3 months later that little fellow dies, it'll go to be with the Lord because it's below the age of accountability. But once it reaches the age of accountability, and what is that age? I don't know. It's different with different children. A few months ago, Sam, she's 6 years old. She was 5 then. She told her daddy, I want to be saved. I want to be saved. Raised in a Christian home, hearing about the gospel all the time, in church all the time. She's 5 years old. She says, I want to be saved. He prayed the sinner's prayer with her. She prayed with him. From that time on, she's responsible now. Now, you've got some children that's in homes that doesn't know God. You know that. They live like the devil itself, and those kids may not reach the age of accountability till they're 8 or 9, 10 years old. Whatever the case, that's God's business. It's not